And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Catholic Schools Development Director Lorraine Malone-Willick, and also Flint Hills Christian Schools Administrator Tim McDonald, 537-1350, if you want to enter into the conversation today, just kind of checking in with these folks to see what summer months are still busy. I know people sometimes have this vision in their mind that you just sit around and don't do a whole lot, but there's a lot of things to do and keep up. It's kind of a catching up time. I guess we could maybe breathe a little bit, Tim, you know?
Well, yeah, the day tends to be a little bit shorter than it does during the school year, so we have that aspect of things. But yeah, there's always summer maintenance going on, you know, recruiting of students, recruiting of staff, keeping in touch with people. You know, I had an hour and a half meeting over breakfast this morning new board member coming in. So, yeah, you've got transitions that are going on with either people leaving, people coming, that we end up talking with.
You know, you might mention your board. We have done this before, but we don't maybe do it often enough. You do have a very active board, and sometimes I don't think people realize we talk about some of the other area school districts and their school boards, but you have one.
Yeah, we've got a 6-member board, and they're all parents at this point in time. They don't necessarily have to be, but they are, and we meet on a monthly basis. Our next monthly meeting will be this coming Monday night, and we're dealing with policies. We're dealing with looking forward to, you know, where the school is going to go, what our vision is, what do we want to become, how do we become what we want to become, and, what are the things that guide and direct us, and trying to make sure that we're on solid footing.
Now, your board is a little different in the sense that, I mean, it's not like an election. We just had all the people filing deadlines were, of course, earlier this month, and everybody had to sign up if they were interested in running for a school board. It's not set up like that.
We're a little bit more self-perpetuating, although we do, you know, we put it out to our parents, to our school constituents, supporters and others, and look for nominations. But the board also does a fair amount of the legwork in recruiting potential board members.
Very good. And I know, Lorraine, we were talking about enrollment.
Yes.
Hard to believe we're already getting ready for the next year, but you've got some big plans that way at
right.
Manhattan Catholic Schools.
We actually do. We have a formal enrollment day, which is July 20th, and that will be able to, students can come in and meet their teachers. And then there's more information on our website, of course, Manhattan Catholic Schools, and Facebook page. And there will be a different hallway for enrollment this year because we have a major remodel going on, which we're all real excited about. So next year when the students come back, we're going to have a whole new school to show them. So it's kind of crazy in there right now with all the windows going in and out and ceiling tile and all that, but it'll be real exciting when it's finished.
Well, maybe let's just for a second talk about the renovation, and you've already alluded a little bit to some of the challenges from that, but what does it involve? And
well, the first thing it involved, which was pretty crazy, was cleaning out all the teachers' stuff. So we had the Knights of Columbus guys showed up, and we have a gym full of all the things from all the classrooms because they're taking out ceiling tile, all the flooring's coming out, new lighting. So it's quite an extensive renovation, but it'll be really nice when it's finished.
And speaking of enrollment, any anticipation number-wise? Or?
Well, we had a wonderful turnout for our kindergarten roundup. We have a great kindergarten class coming in, which is real exciting. Our little 3-year-old classes, I think, are just about full. And then we do have waiting on military families. It's such a transient community here. So we're looking forward to meeting some of the military families that will be coming in here. I think this is about the time of year that they transition into our community. So, yeah, our enrollment numbers are looking good for next year, so we're real excited.
A little bit of a baby boom still going on. I remember talking to, you know, both of your school districts,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like we've kind of seen that lately, little bit of a kids
start
school.
It's fun to see the little sisters and brothers. You've got the 3-year-old, the kindergarten, and then the bigger kids that are in the 5th or 6th grade or 8th grade that are watching out for each other, and they're all from one family. It's really a neat experience to watch outside my office window.
You kind of have ongoing enrollment, I think, Tim, or how does
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we don't have a particular set day, although we have our back-to-school night, the night before school starts, when people come in and meet the teachers. But, you know, for the most part, they've met them throughout the course of the springtime as new families have enrolled with kinder and K-4. They come in and they do either testing or interviewing. And so they've met the teachers from that standpoint. So we do ours more right at the beginning of school. But we are, you know, we're looking, hopefully our enrollment's going to be fairly steady this year. We thought we'd be seeing some growth, but right now it seems like the military families are not coming in as quickly as they have in the past. And every year we know with military there's going to be some moving out, some moving in. So as with Manhattan Catholic, we're anticipating that there will be some military families, you know, July, early August, that will be expressing a stronger interest. Otherwise, our lower elementaries, grades K-4, K-5, first, second, they are pretty close to full. I think we actually have probably one or two spaces in about every grade level at the lower level, and upper we still have space. So if people are interested, now is a great time to be thinking about that, to start the process so that they don't wait when they get down to the 1st of August and start all of a sudden, oh, what are we going to do for this school year? It really puts a rush on things and is not quite as we're not able to give them quite as much attention at that time.
And I appreciate you mentioning the military. We had Perry Wiggins, Governor's Military Council Executive Director, on this past week, and I know the numbers are fluid. They're expecting a lot more families maybe to come back as people are come back, and you know that they're seeing more. Because unfortunately, when they're deployed like that, frequently the families will go elsewhere to be with other family members and not necessarily move with their soldiers. So I think maybe that might be some of what you're seeing.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to project from year to year just exactly what's going to happen. I've been here 5 years now with Flint Hills Christian School, and have yet to see a consistent pattern as to just how things do develop from that standpoint. So, you know, we're looking forward to the fact that probably will be some families coming in late. But we'll be prepared for that.
I know that Lorraine especially wanted to talk about her golf tournament, so
yes.
We can't forget to do that. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay,
so.
Doing lots of arm twisting in the last couple months, and I am so happy to report that we have Russ Briggs over at Briggs will be our major sponsor this year, but also a wonderful, loving alum of the class of 1950, Phil Howe, is also supporting our golf tournament. And then BHS Construction, Wayne Sloan, he is doing the remodel on our school, and he's supporting us also. But we have 21 teams this year and close to 50 sponsors, so it's going to be a beautiful day on Monday, 96 and windy. It's a great day to be at Colbert Hills playing golf.
I hear it's so much fun, though.
Oh, it'll be a great turnout. We have lots of people coming. We'll have contests, and it should be a really good, a fun day, and just great support for our school, and just incredible amount of businesses and people personally that are supporting our school with the golf tournament. It's really been fun.
And Lorraine, you might remind our listeners how that money's used. I think all too often we take for granted, of course, with public education, they do get some funding, but although that's been a little iffy of late, but I mean,
right. It
really, you have to sustain yourself.
Right. This is our teacher salary money. This is our keep the lights on money. This is our remodel money. This is, you know, everything that we need to keep our school going. And it's incredible to see the support, multi-generational, that even since I, you know, graduated a long time ago, how many families are, you know, 3 and 4 and 6 generations that have gone through our school. So it has a very rich history.
And Tim, no major projects your way this time around, or?
Not right at this point. Again, you know, as we kind of move forward with our vision, we're looking at where we're needing to go. You know, we know I think the Manhattan Catholic School building is a little older than ours, having, as you said, a rich history. But we're at a place where that's front and center on looking, what do we got to do? Where are we going to be? What do we want to be 5, 10, 15 years from now? So those are the questions we're asking, because we're going to have to be going through the remodel, through the expansion, you know, sometime in the very near future. So we're a little bit behind where they are in that process, but it's something that we all go through.
I know you've had some, you know, renovations along the way. And staffing-wise, how are you looking for the next coming year?
Looking pretty good for the most part. I've got one position to fill from a teaching standpoint. Would like to find somebody that's a math and Bible combination, which is a little unusual. I do have two possible part-time options there, but looking to see what God might provide. The other thing I'm looking for right now is a custodian, somebody that would be interested in coming in. If there's somebody out there that's interested, they can contact me at the school.
How about you, Lorraine?
Well, I believe Scott did just find a new pre-K instructor and a first grade teacher, and I think that's all the openings that we had this semester. So we're hired and ready to start.
Well, and that's good to hear, because I know there's been kind of a shortage. I don't know, the teaching profession has not been as popular of late, and sometimes it's difficult to find those people that fit those little niches. And we're just about out of time. If you have something you want to highlight, either one of you, Lorraine?
Just remember, July 20th is our formal enrollment day. Come meet the teachers and see, hopefully, construction's winding down. And also all the information on ManhattanCatholicSchools.org and our Facebook page.
Tim?
I'd like to thank everybody that supported us during Grow Green Match Day. We had by far our best day of the 5 years that they've been doing that, and really helped our endowment, and that helps the long-term viability and sustainability of the school. So we appreciate all the strong community support there. We will be moving towards getting our auction up and running here before long, I believe, and so we'll be out talking to businesses about supporting that as well.
Very good. Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald, Manhattan Catholic Schools Development Director Lorraine Malone Willick, thanks to both of you for stopping by today.
Among our guests tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, State Representative Sydney Carlin. She'll have plenty to talk about. Now, some major decisions have taken place this week. Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator Lori Harrison will also be on hand, as well as possibly some other guests. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve Dorsey, live at the Senate.